All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Jason Bellamy, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable at All Business Media FM, where it's all business all the time. I'm your host, Jason Bellamy, and joining me live via telephone from Surfside Beach, South Carolina, is a life coach, and I'll let her tell you all about it. Kim Fowler, thanks for joining us today. How you doing?
Great. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So why don't we jump right in? Give us an idea of the kind of work you're doing as a life coach.
Well, I help people figure out, you know, where they want to go in their lives. Sometimes they've been through a tragedy and they just can't get started again. Sometimes they have a great life, but they know there's something better out there, so I help them find it. And then we will kind of put a strategy together with goals, and I keep them accountable.
All right. Sounds good.
That's so it in a nutshell.
Yeah, I've noticed, I hear a lot more about life coaches than I used to, say, even just a few years ago. Are you finding that acceptance and awareness is growing?
Yes, I do, and I think people are much more open to it, and they're starting to understand the difference between counseling and coaching.
Right.
Counseling kind of, you know, where you've been and why you're where you are, and coaching is kind of where are you now and where do you want to go. So it's more forward-looking.
Okay. So give us an idea of what the work is actually like. I mean, it's one thing to say I help people, you know, get past their problems, but how does it work?
Well, I have them look at their lives in different areas. So you do sort of a self-assessment of where you are and your relationships, at your career, financially, health-wise, socially, friends and family, that type of thing. If you're a parent, where are you? And, you know, are you really where you want to be in those certain areas? So if you rate every area 0 to 10, where do you fall in that area? And what I have them do is look at each of the areas that they might not be where, you know, they might be a little lower than they thought they, you know, should be. Maybe they're a 2 or a 3 instead of an 8 or a 9, then we look at those areas and we set some goals to, you know, bring those to a 9. It's rare that you'd find a 10 because, you're always striving to do better. But, you know, let's say financially you aren't where you want to be, then, you know, what can you do to get there? And we look, you know, maybe you do need to get another job, or maybe you just are spending too much money. You just look at what you're doing in that area and start setting goals. And I like to see 60 to 90-day goals rather than 12-month goals, because I feel like, you know, if you're working towards something for 12 months, it kind of gets lost and you lose focus and it's not as exciting. So, you know, set those small goals for 60 to 90 days to get you where you want to be in 12 months.
Right. So small, attainable goals kind of broken down into smaller parts. I like that. Definitely.
Yeah.
So, Kim, help us understand how you came to be in this line of work. I always love hearing how people find their calling in life. How'd you get here?
Well, I was a Navy brat, so I moved around a lot. And by the time I graduated high school, I'd been through a lot. It was my 12th school. My mother actually committed suicide, and when I was young, and I just sort of went off the wrong path. You know, I was getting into trouble and things like that, and I really had to pull myself out of a hole. In doing that, I learned a lot about setting goals. I learned a lot about where I didn't want to be and how to get to where I wanted to be. And you don't learn those things in school. So I was reading a lot of self-help books, things like that. I went to college. I got a great job. But one day I picked up a book in 2003 and I read it, and it really changed my life. It was written by a life coach. And when I found out there was such a thing as a life coach, I thought, you know what, that's what I want to be. Because I had a lot of friends that would come to me and go, you know, I'm in this situation, what should I do to get out of it? And, you know, and basically I just loved helping people, and it inspired me, so that's what I did. I decided to be a life coach.
All right. Very good. Interesting stuff. So, Kim, let's take a moment and remind our listeners how they can get in touch with you. Kim Fowler's website is www.fowlercoaching.com. That's F-O-W-L-E-R coaching.com. And, Kim, would you like to share any other way for our listeners to reach out to you?
Sure. They can contact me by phone at 202-294-1080. And they can also email me, kim@fowlercoaching.com.
All right. Excellent. So, Kim, I have one more question for you before we part ways. If we had any, let's just say, hypothetical listeners out there who were looking to make some changes in their life or know they're kind of in a rut, but they're on the fence to reach out to someone like you, what would you have to say to them, either words of encouragement or anything like that?
Yeah. Look at websites, do some research, read the stories of the coaches out there to see who you might connect with, because that's very important. You want a coach that is going to be someone you're very comfortable talking with and sharing with. And, of course, everything's confidential, too. So, you know, anything that you feel like you're embarrassed to share or whatever it might be, you don't have to worry about that. But I would suggest going to websites and looking at the coach and where they came from, what their story is, and who you connected best with, and then reach out.
All right. So it sounds like a very personal thing. Make sure it's someone you think you can connect with. Very good, Kim. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Thank you. And a big thank you also goes out to our listeners for staying tuned. We'll be right back with more interesting interviews just like this one right after these messages.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Jason Bellamy, exclusively on All Business Media.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I like things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.